Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Arch Anderson, a little further north up by Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Arch.
Good morning.
Arch, the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival coming up here really soon.
Yes.
Like this Sunday, correct?
Like this Sunday, yes. That's right. And we've got good weather coming, I believe.
Yeah, isn't that right?
And now, it's great when you get good weather.
Yes,
we had some rain and we couldn't put up our bounce houses and still had a good turnout.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be a good weekend.
I do, too. We've had a nice rain now.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I think that kind of puts everybody in a good mood and kind of settles the dust. And
yep.
So, yeah, good.
And we got 2.5 inches at least in my rain gauge.
Great. That's great. And it came very nicely. So that helps too.
Yep,
well,
sure.
Let's say you just mentioned bounce houses. You're going to have bounce houses again this year?
We haven't had that before. We tried to do it last year. And then, of course, we had them. We went down and got them from Atlantic Saturday afternoon. And it was raining in the morning, so we never got to put them up. So this year we're going to try it again.
We're going to try again.
It'll work. And one of the things that we do have with each ticket that people buy for their kids, they get a ticket for a snow cone or a bag of popcorn or a can of pop.
Wow.
So that goes with it.
Little bonus there.
Yeah, a little
bonus. We probably should tell people the time, and then we'll...
Sure. It starts at 10 o'clock, goes from 10 to 4. And another thing we do have this year, we've had in the past but didn't have it last year, we do have a drawing every hour starting at 1 o'clock. It'll be 1, 2, 3, and 4 for a $10 drawing.
Okay. So you do have to pay a little bit to get in.
Yes, we do have it to get in. Of course, we have all of the vendors, and we have our displays open there. And we do have one person in a car is $1, and if there's more than one person in a car, two and up, well, it's $2.
Okay. So pack the car, and it's still $2.
What's that?
If you have a whole car full of people, it's still $2.
Oh, yeah. You put six in there, it's still $2. And I guess part of the reason for that is it takes a little bit less parking. However, we do have plenty of parking, but it isn't right up near the building.
Mm-hmm.
We do have... golf carts. Lions Club helps us out, and some of those fellows have golf carts, and we take them from the parking area and bring them up to the dining room, so that works out really well.
Yeah, that's good to know, because, some people don't like to walk. Others can't walk
so
well.
A lot of people have problems walking.
Yes, that's right.
Sure, especially the group that we work with, you know.
So it's good to know that you have that happening, because then many of the things that are going on are pretty much on a flat surface. They don't have to climb hills.
Yes, and we do have, except our big museum is up on the hill, but we'll take them up there in a golf cart, too.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about one of the things that you can see are the elk. How are the elk coming?
Well, the elk are doing real well. We did have a calf this year, and last year we didn't have that. We do have, I don't know what happened to our calf, but we have a calf this year, and we have there's four elk. We've got the bull with his big rack and the cow, and we have a two-year-old plus the calf that we had this year. It's quite an attraction. We do have quite a few people coming there. Some people, a lot of people have seen elk, but other people haven't.
And this is, I think, a little closer up to than, you know, some people may have seen them from a distance.
Yes, we have our gazebo right out over the pasture, and you're out there with them if they will. Bring them a little treat where they will come up. They like apples and they like cucumbers and that sort of thing.
That's kind of fun. Cucumbers, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They eat cucumbers, pumpkins, most everything they seem to like. I guess kind of like a goat. Another thing that we have this year that we haven't had before is some animals. We have Bob Saul has a display up there, and he has rabbits and some exotic chickens and a goat. And so it's kind of interesting there.
You can see those maybe a little closer, you know.
Oh,
you don't live on a farm or know anybody that has those kind of animals, you get to see them a little closer, so that's kind of fun for everybody, not just the kids. In between we have some more about displays, but before we do that, I want to talk about food. What do we have available for food?
Well, we have pork chop dinner. It's a nice big pork chop. Everybody seems to like it. It's grilled. It's smoked and grilled, and we have scalloped potatoes, green beans, and coleslaw and a drink and a pie or dessert for $9. And we have a dinner for the children with a hot dog and some chips and dessert. That's four.
Okay. So you can come and have your main meal of the day here, and you know it's going to be really good. Sometimes it's really difficult, Arch, to pick out which dessert, I think.
Yes,
because you have this big display of all those
bring us, you know,
home-baked.
And we don't have no bars or brownies. It's all nice dessert.
Okay. So very good. And that starts at 11, so
11 o'clock,
Okay.
It goes on till 1, I believe.
Okay. Now, you mentioned popcorn and snow cones, so that's other snacks that are there.
Yes, yeah. Lions come down and set up, and they do a good job for us. They help us every year, and we have popcorn, snow cones, and soda pop.
Okay. Yeah. Now, vendors, are you still taking vendors?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think we're going to have quite a few this year. And the weather is going to be very good, as it seems, and I think that we will have quite a few vendors.
Do people, if they want to set up a little area, do they need to call you
now?
No,
they just
show up.
I'll
and
be
you'll...
down there around 8 o'clock. We have some that come every year, and I get down at 8 o'clock. They're already set up. They know what to do and where to go. They don't have to pre-register. It costs $5. And they don't pre-register, or they just go ahead and set up and go from there.
Okay, something else, and I guess I neglected to say, this is sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society, and you're the treasurer for that group. You have to have some money coming in to keep all of these things going.
Yeah, we certainly do, and it takes quite a bit of money anymore.
Yes,
you know,
just basics
with insurance and that type of thing, and keeping the grass mowed costs us $1,500 a year about to mow grass and the cleaning and the things that go on with it. It takes quite a bit of doing, and we do have great support. So, and we do get some help from the county, but a great share of it is through fundraisers like this. And the other thing we have going for us is a Thrivent that's supported by the Thrivent, so it's financial for Lutherans, and we can do that. I think it's every other year, and they've been real good about it. So.
Good. But talking about money, another thing that you have, and this goes on other times, but at the Fall Festival is a good time to go to the Bargain Barn.
Oh, yes. Yes. I forgot to mention that. I'm glad you come up with it. But on that day, anything in there is 10 cents. Whatever we have sells for a dime. And we have some grocery bags there, and you fill them up for a buck.
And let me tell you, I've been there, and I've gotten some good stuff.
Yes.
It's fun to look because there's all kinds of things. I mean, there's dishes, there's clothes, there's books, on and on.
Yes. We never know what's going to be there.
Right. But what a bargain. If you find something you really need, it is probably the biggest bargain around.
You bet.
Yeah. Now, there's something else that I don't know if this is new or not, but let's talk about canoes.
Yes. Now, I was just going to bring that up. It's a little story on that. There's a little display down there years ago in the early 60s where the Boy Scouts built their own canoes, and they went to camp down at, I think, down in Lewis or down in there somewhere. They had a camp, I can't remember the name of it, Wakanda maybe, and they built their canoes and put them in the Anishinaabemowin and paddled down to their campsite for whatever length of time they was there. And one of these showed up, John Parrott, when he moved out of his place where he was living here a few months ago. His barn had a lot of things like we all have, store it, and he had one of these canoes that he and his son had built, and he turned it back to the Boy Scouts, and they came to us, and they cleaned it all up nice, and we got it to build a rack to set it on. It's on display down there, and it's real interesting. Along with the canoe is the gear that they used to use for their camping and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're really happy to have that.
Yeah. We're visiting with Arch Anderson about the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival coming up this Sunday. Now, since you talked about the historical value there, and you talked about the big museum on the hill, but there is also a lot of things to see right there on kind of near the Elk. And I can't remember what the name of the barn is where all of the big paintings are.
Oh, the Camroth mural?
Yes.
Well, that's a steel building with all kinds of machinery.
Yes.
that sort of thing, and it's very interesting. It goes back to so many of the old hand operators, corn planters and cultivators and horses and what have you. So a lot of people spend a lot of time looking those things over.
Just, there's something here for all ages. So you want to get to the Nathaniel Hamlin Park Fall Festival, which is just a mile south of Audubon, and that is this Sunday, 10 to 4. And you can always visit with Arch when you get there, right?
Right.
Okay, Arch Anderson, we want to thank you very much for visiting with us this morning, and have a great time on Sunday.
Well, thank you very much for this interview.
You bet.
We hope to see a lot of people. I'm sure we will.
All right. Until next time, here's a thought. A truly happy person is one who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.